You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On a network that covers more roads than any other carrier, connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Coming up on Total Access, the locker room. Is there an offensive player that you faced this year that you like, bro, this tackle, he was legit?
My way of thinking is like, that's your best. This is my first year.
Welcome to NFL Total Access, the locker room. I'm Michael Robinson alongside Super Bowl winning head coach Brian Billick. Coach, what's going down?
Hey, let's hit it, man. We're ready to go.
We're ready to go with one of the best pass rushers of our game right now, and he's young, right? We're going to let you guys in on what players and coaches really talk about inside the locker room. And today, yeah, we're talking about the defensive rookie of the year in 2020, a guy who strikes fear in almost every opponent's heart. We're talking about Chase Young of the Washington football team. And guys, you're going to hear a very mature perspective. And coach, I'm not so sure we see young people come into the National Football League with this much perspective on life as Chase Young.
No, I've seen guys come and go. I can't remember a young player that's come into the league that had it so together, both on and off the field, the way this young guy does.
Burrow now running to the side, trying to get to the corner of the end zone. Oh, and Chase Young just tagged him, and the ball is out.
Wow, what a play. What a play.
Ball is out. A fumble picked up by Chase Young. He's running at the 45-40. Has blockers in front of him. 25-20, 15-10, touchdown. Chase Young.
And, coach, here he is, defensive rookie of the year for the 2020 season. Chase Young out of the Washington football team. This dude is a straight animal. Big Dog, welcome to the podcast. How you doing today, Big Dog?
How y'all doing?
Hey, man, we doing great now. So, you know, as we talked off air, we start every single podcast with a locker room story. No, none of that PG stuff that we say on Total Access, all right? This is the Total Access podcast, right? We need to know what's going on behind the scenes, you know, all that stuff. So what type of story do you have for us today?
I got one from college.
Okay, let's get it.
So it was a younger guy. I think it was my sophomore year, and I think that there was horse playing. I think one of them got slammed.
Slammed?
So, you know, they got slammed. So I was laughing them out, you know.
Yeah.
And then you know, he got on me. And he was like, "Oh, what's up?" You know, and I'm like, you don't want that, man. And then shoot. They said he had his own boxing gloves.
Okay, so he was ready to go at you.
He was ready to go.
So, yeah.
You know, I put mine on, and, you know, we had to get a little busy a little bit. Yeah,
so
that's
who won?
Little story.
So who won? Did y'all end up going back and forth?
I said if you put me in a cage with anybody, I'm gonna come out on top. That's just how I feel about it.
Oh, you hear that,
coach? A guy with his own boxing gloves. You gotta wonder now, if the guy came with his own boxing gloves, you gotta figure he's pretty good.
He was a young gun, just looking to get, he was looking for, I guess.
Yeah, he was looking for, because again, if he were to do something new, that would have gave him a little bit of clout. You know how that goes in locker rooms, big dog. Yeah, so look, let's talk about your story a little bit, man, which is pretty incredible, right? You leave home around the DMV area, you play big time college football at Ohio State. The Ohio State, right? And that school just churned out, Joey Bosa, Nick Bosa, and you follow those guys up, and then you get drafted one of the top draft picks to go home to play. If you aren't mature enough to handle that, some guys can mess up that opportunity being at home. Talk about your story. How'd you handle it? And some of the things that you're looking forward to going forward.
Going in Ohio State, they had that pedigree. It was Nick, it was Joey, but if you also had Tyquan Lewis, who was a Big Ten defensive lineman of the year, Sam Hubbard. We still had, other than Nick and Joey, we had first team all Big Ten, second team all Big Ten guys. So it was just me going in with, I couldn't be the one who didn't set the bar. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I couldn't be the one who was the weakest. You know what I'm saying? So it was really a competitive edge going in, and me really testing myself, just going in and going into the best and playing at the best level. Coming into the league, I'm with Washington, and before, people was saying, I want him to go here, I want him to go there. And obviously coming back home, it was a test for my maturity, being back home. All the back home dudes, hit you up, you know how that go.
Yeah, man.
But I got a good team around me. I try my best to stay out of the way. And that's really how I did it.
Now, I saw on Instagram that you posted a yearbook picture of yourself or something. You had to be like 9 or 10 years old. And I think the caption was future NFL player. First of all, did you know that was probably in your future? Was that something that you wanted? And number two, if you had to do that yearbook picture again now as a grown bulldog of a man, you know what I'm saying? What would it say now? Future Hall of Famer, maybe?
I remember going just being in school, and I would always look at the draft, telling my mom, "Yeah, I'm gonna be a first, I'm gonna be a first round pick, and this and that." So I knew when I was younger, and I just told them I wanted to be a football player. So that was it was always my number one goal for real, to play ball. And I mean, I know people ask me, so if you didn't play ball, what would be your number two? And I would always say, be a police officer or special forces, but it was really football was always my number one.
Something physical, huh? Something that, something physical where you can be big on somebody. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Now, Chase, you obviously, you already talked about it. You come out of a big time program. You've been around big time players, so you've been mentored and coached well. You come into the NFL. And you're second overall pick. Now that's a lot of pressure that comes with that. When you got to the Redskins, what was your mindset in terms of, okay, this is where I've got to be better, or this is what I've got to do? I mean, where did you learn in that early on, and who from, in terms of, okay, what do I got to do to really translate what I've done and what I've earned being the second overall pick to now being in the NFL?
Really going into the locker room, going as a facility. I just wanted to, let people know that I wasn't on, the BS. I wasn't on the games. I came in there to work, a lot of people just say, I'm going to go in there, I'm going to work, blah, 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 this and that. But, I really wanted to go in there and really prove myself and, work and just show people that, I'm here because, I want to win. I want to win, and I ain't, and I'm not going to play about it. So that was really my mindset going in. And, just being a dog, I feel like in every situation, I just try to go in and just be a dog and just work hard Yeah, that's me. And,
but you had to do that in really one of the strangest of circumstances, beyond just the pandemic and the learning curve you had to go through. You go to the Washington football team. Your head coach, Ron Rivera, is going through personal difficulties. And, I mean, Jack Del Rio, your defensive coordinator, I gave Jack his first job with in Baltimore. And being a former player, you know, he can add that into – I mean, just talk about – this had to be different for you. Okay, you want to come in, you want to work. I know I'm going to be there, but, boy, this is strange the way we're having to do this.
Yeah, well, to be honest, so being a rookie coming in, not having that first year of a regular season, this is all I knew. You know, I wasn't used to coming in from an offseason, right, like, you know, regular. You know, I never done it before. So, yeah, you know, being in COVID, this is just all I had to – it's all I knew. So it was just, you know, it was regular for me, you know, because it was what it is, you know. And that's one of my mottos, it is what it is. So I just had to take it for what it was. And, you know, you just had to, grind through it, you know, the strongest men. You know, the men who come out of this strong, you know, you know them, the top dogs. So that's really what I tried to do.
So, look, I got a real question. I've been waiting to talk to you, big dog. Real one, okay?
Hell yeah.
Because, you know, I went to Penn State. I got to throw that out there, Coach Shaw. Don't say nothing. I played quarterback at Penn State, right, many moons ago. You played with a quarterback that was on your team in Dwayne Haskins. Bro, and I really wanted to see – because I live in Virginia. I'm right down the street. I wanted to see Dwayne Haskins be the quarterback for the Washington football team. What happened, man? Because he's from that area. You're from that area. You come in. You handle it this way. He's from that area. He comes in, and things didn't seem to go the same way. Like, in your eyes, what happened?
Well, man.
I didn't mean to stop you like that, man. But, I mean, I know it's a loaded question. Yeah, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? But we just keeping it real. You ain't got, you know.
Nah,
you
sure. I would say he has to work on – he just got to work on his maturity a little bit. You know, man to man. You know, man to man. You know, you got to – got to work on his maturity a little bit. And I was fortunate enough to God bless me, man. I mean, my parents are great. People he just put in my life are great. Mm-hmm. So I was real fortunate just to have, like, the perfect people around me, I feel like. You know, that's what I try to do for Wayne, is just to be one of those people around him that can help him and just try to help guide him and, you know, just try to be an example of, you know, how to go about your business.
You think it's different for a quarterback, though? I mean, because, again, both of y'all first-round picks, and I know you saying, look, I want to be a guy in his corner, which that's a great teammate. It don't matter, first round, fifth round, or whatever.
Yeah.
But do you think it's different for a quarterback? Because if you was the number two pick and you was a quarterback, I don't know if you could have, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, to be honest, it's just two different people.
Okay.
That's all, up here.
Yeah. It's two I different got you. People.
I'm not going for the.
Yeah, I mean, for real though, I feel you.
I mean, he got I know Coach Tomlin, you know, over there. I know he's gonna do his best to take care of Wayne, and you know, that's Wayne, my guy. I call Wayne right now. Known him since high school. I got nothing but love for Wayne. You know that.
But you keeping it real.
But that's it real.
Yeah, you keeping it real. It is what it is. Now, when you was at Ohio State, I saw you deal with movement quarterbacks like Lamar Jackson. I saw you go down for the dive have the change of direction and ability to chase a fast dude down inside out using the sideline as another defender, bro. Like, I know that's some God-given ability, but is that something you learned how to do? I mean, is it something that transitioned over to the National Football League? Because at the end of the day, you're seeing that at the NFL just like you saw it in college.
Yeah, it's really – it's all mental. It's a mentality. It's the mentality, I feel like. You know, when you're on the field, you know, I really feel like I'm a lion out there.
Really?
You know, it's just like you got it. I don't know. I feel like I want to be the most fierce, the most ferocious. I mean, a straight pit bull. You know, like, you know, I really, and it's, I feel like with me, it's not just on the field. It's outside the field, too, just in everything I do. Just, and you know, when you hold yourself accountable, you know, you walk around like a grown ass man, you know, just the way you handle your whole life, it all it all plays its part.
Are you conscious of it though? Like, is it where you saying, yeah, I know I can't make this decision. I know it's a Monday night. We got the day off tomorrow, but hell, I'm Chase Young. Like, I can't be out here going to Dream and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Out the club like that. Is that something that you conscious of?
Yeah, going back to the people I have around me, they wouldn't let me do that. And me, myself, I try my best just to stay out of the way. I'm training here in Miami. Mm-hmm. I can't walk down on the strip. Everybody, I tried. it didn't go well. You know, so I did my. I'm staying out the way. You know, I got my dogs down here. So I like, you know, my hobby for real is training my dogs and stuff like that. So when I come from workout, I just really go walk my dogs, and I might, and then I just chill.
Coach, you hear that? This is a young kid saying he's trying to stay out the way. I don't want to be in front of lights.
There's a maturity here, which is great. I love hearing this, Chase, because that's a big part of the transition to the NFL. But, and we're getting all serious here. I got to ask, because I know offensive and defensive linemen, you come into the NFL, you have certain expectations. Who's the biggest slob in the locker room? It's got to be an offensive or defensive lineman, right? There's got to be a guy you got to go, dang, man, I don't want to be locked next to this guy. He's a pig.
The big slob, he gonna let Brandon Sheriff.
I was just about to say that. It gotta be Big Sheriff, bro.
Sheriff gonna love you for that one.
Oh man, that's dope, man.
Big Sheriff, that's my guy. I love Sheriff.
Oh man. So is there an offensive player that you faced this year that you like, bro, this tackle, he was legit. He earned my respect. Or this tight end, or this back chipped me, or this quarterback I'm playing against. And I'll get to Tom Brady a little bit later. But is there somebody you played against that's like, oh my goodness, yeah, this is all pro. This dude bringing it just like I'm bringing it.
I would say I wouldn't even think about it like that. My way of thinking is like, that's your best. This is my first year. So that's how I'm kind of thinking. So I'm thinking my next. So I'm thinking. So I'm thinking year two, you know, that's how I'm just thinking. I'm calling a spade a spade. Not even, you know, not even boasting, or I'm just saying like.
Bro, that was right. Cold, man. That was cold. You can say it's all good.
I'm just being honest. That's my way of thinking.
Well, that's the attitude you got to have going in. Respectful, but
yeah,
still.
Respectful.
You got to remember, Mike, this thing I called out Tom Brady now. Tell us about that whole thought process. And it is being great.
Yeah,
I mean, I came from a team, you know, in Baltimore. You knew that. You grew up in the area, the Ravens now. We walk the walk and we talk the talk and the whole nine. If you can't say it, you're not going to do it. I thought it was great that you semi-respectfully, but it was like, hey, man, I'm going to knock you down and get you if I can.
You know, it don't matter who you put in front of me. I'm going to go regardless. But it's that mentality. You know, when I'm on the field, I feel like I'm a pit bull. Like, I'm not going to stop. I don't stop, you know. So that's just my mentality, just going on the field. I mean, I didn't call him out. I didn't call him out. But obviously, that was our next game.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So who wouldn't want to play Tom Brady, you know?
Yeah. Right.
So, I mean, my next game, I got to play him regardless.
Where you put that jersey? I know he put gold blue on it. I know, wait, did you put that jersey somewhere?
They never beat me, so.
You're washing the dogs with it, right?
Yeah, they never beat me, so you know. Yeah.
Hey, but quick question though, like that mentality, you've mentioned it a few times. You mentioned that you're around great people, your family, your friends that are in your circle. You feel like God blessed you with some good people. Where'd that mentality come from? Is it your upbringing? Is it the people in your life? Is it?
It was the people in my life.
Really?
People in my life, my upbringing. Not saying it was a bad upbringing. Mm-hmm. But, man, it was a lot. So I'll tell you the story. So I was going into high school my eighth grade year. Eighth grade, I was 5'6" in eighth grade. So I wasn't the biggest middle schooler.
I can't imagine you at 5'6", bro.
5'6", middle. Yeah. And my dad, he's 6'10". So he always told me, he always said.
He'll come.
Don't worry. Exactly. He always said, it's coming. He said, it's coming. Don't even worry about it. So my 5'6", I went to this school out here in Maryland, St. Vincent Pilate, smaller school.
Yep.
My high school was DeMatha. I ended up transferring to the bigger school, St. John, St. Francis. Out of Baltimore, but Pilate is a small school in Laurel. So this is what happened. So basically, I went to Pilate. My freshman class, it was, I think, the biggest freshman class in Pilate history, about 32 football players, this and that. And these two coaches came. One of them, my manager now. Another one, he coaches, he works out kids in the community. He's real integrated with that. And they pushed us. I know going into my ninth grade, it was me. So, you know, the running back, Jared Patterson, plays Buffalo.
Yeah.
He was there with me. We went to the same high school. Don't even know. That's why Jared, straight pit bull.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Combine, he's going to tell the straight pit bull. I told Coach Rivera the other day, he a straight pit bull. And you see just the way he plays. It's kind of the same way I play mentally. We probably got the same mental drive just because we grew up with the same coaches. We had the same group of people. I'm talking about freshman year. That summer going into freshman year, we'll be at the facility from, I think, 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. And we'll go in there. We'll lift in the morning. Then we'll go right outside and work out. And then we'll come back in and eat for about two hours. And then we'll lift again. And then by that time, the day would have been over. So we was doing that every day from 6 to 5. And on the weekends, we'd probably go to like a 7-on-7 or that's when the 7-on-7 was high and stuff like that. But we was grinding.
Man, y'all really was grinding at an early age. And it's not by mistake that you're having this success. So you played with a guy this year who was my quarterback when I was with the San Francisco 49ers. I'm talking about Alex Smith, man.
Yeah.
He made some comments to GQ. You know, him and Ron Rivera talked about it, and then he ended up being released. How was it this year playing with Alex? Because it seemed like he did give you guys a boost, a leadership, all of those types of things. You know what I'm saying? Alex is a solid dude in the locker room, too. He will tell you the truth. Right. Let's talk about playing with Alex. And from a defensive standpoint, did you guys feel like you had to almost overcompensate sometimes for the offense? You know what I mean? Because I was on a team where our defense was way better than our offense. Just talk about that dynamic and obviously Alex Smith.
In terms of overcompensate, I mean, you know, we don't really look at it like that. Okay. We just look at it as a unit. If the offense is down, it's our job to come up. You know, that's just how team – that's being intense with team is. So we never really looked at it because, obviously, we weren't the best defense. We weren't number one. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we would be down at times and, you know, the offense would pick it up here and there. But, you know, it's all part of the game, man. We all going to get better. And, you know, this is why, you know, God gives us more opportunities to do it.
Yeah, we'll talk about Alex a little bit.
Yeah, Alex – Alex, so my locker was right beside Alex locker. It was right beside.
Wow. It's called Dollar Bill, man.
Yeah, it was real cool, man. Just knowing his story, asking questions. You know, we have the Coach Meyer relation. You know, Coach Meyer was his coach. Coach Meyer was my coach. So you know, we just talk about him and Coach Meyer's methods and stuff he used to do in college and stuff like that. So Alex was, man. He was the best. I just knew I could count on him. You know, he knew how to manage the game. And as a defense, that's all we needed, to manage the game.
It's interesting you brought up Coach Meyer. What do you think, obviously phenomenal college coach, but now having been in the league, how do you think Coach Meyer will do? Obviously, he's a great coach. He'll do a great job. Yeah. But transitioning and dealing with the pro athlete and in the NFL, how do you think he's going to do with that?
It's going to be a little different.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I ain't gonna say it's gonna be different. Y'all know it's gonna be different. You buy into Coach Meyer's methods, you gonna win football games. I was talking maybe to Stamp, somebody from my house that I just thought about Coach Meyer, man, he a hell of a coach. Mm-hmm. Just going back to thinking what he did to me, like I remember I was going in my 10th grade year with spring ball, and I was going hard. And it was spring ball, and, you know, I was cooking the offense. If it was third down, if I had five reps, I would get a sack on all five of them, right? And so it was, like, in the middle of spring ball, Coach Meyer, he brought me to his office. And, he told me, he said, sit down. I was like, all right. So I sat down. Then he just looked at me. He said, you're not a very good player right now. I said, I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
And he was like, He was like, got to get better. And I was like, damn. You know, he always, but stuff like that turned me on. You know what I'm saying? It turned.
He knew how to push the right buttons.
Yes. So that means in practice, don't be mad when I talk. You know what I'm saying? You know, I mess with Coach Byron a little bit and slap him on the ass, you know, mess with him. You know, after I'm cooking the offense and he don't got nothing to do, and Coach Johnson take me out of practice. And then, you know, I wink at him or something. And then, like my junior year, when, you know, I started to really pick it up and, you know, really focus in on my craft. Obviously, he wasn't there, but he would always call me.
Good.
Time to time and check in on me. So
that's awesome, man.
And we talked about it off camera. My daughter went to Ohio State, so I know you got a great education.
Yes.
Okay? I know you're a smart guy. Talk about that. That was a unique opportunity when you went and talked to the Maryland House Judiciary Committee. How did that come about, and what were your thoughts when you were doing that?
You talking about the police reform?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, our guy Black from the team, he had reached out and basically said that I wanted to I want to speak, and you know, I'm like, yeah, you know, let me speak, let me get it, because obviously, you know, playing football, you know, it's real good, but you know, I'm trying to make, you know, real personal impact in my community. I talked to my manager. I want to start a jail visit tour. I want to go visit all the prisons around the country. And, you know, just talk, you know, I think a lot of people forget that we only have one life to live. You know what I'm saying? So those guys in there who are locked up and stuff like that, that's their life. One life. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, I feel like some people just forget. So, you know, I'm not going to be the one to forget, you know. The forgotten. So that's something that I thought about that I wanted to do. But going back, I wanted to speak, man, and you know, definitely a bill that helped build that past. Mm-hmm. You know, my mom is proud of me. I'm proud of myself, because it's like it almost reminded me of something that my teacher might have had me doing back in school, middle school, just with maybe not a debate, but you know, something in that line. And you know, I actually did it. Did something like that on a real stage.
Yeah.
And so, you know, my grandma was proud of me. And, you know, I was just blessed for the opportunity. I'm glad he reached out to me.
Now, usually, Chase, we don't see guys this young in their career participating like this in community events or, you know, social justice causes like you're just doing. Any advice that you want to give, that you would give to young players coming into the National Football League about getting involved with causes that are like right there on their hearts?
Yeah, I would say don't get lost in the sauce. I say it's a lot of, you know, the Instagram, the social media. You know, I feel like a lot of people, they got their minds wrapped in that, just all on everything, entertainment. And I feel like people just forgot of really what matters in life, actually. You know, obviously football is big, but can't play football forever. You got one life, you know. It's one time around this track, baby.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm trying to make the most of it and, you know, just trying to be a light for people. And I say the young guys coming in, don't get lost up in the social media. Don't get lost up in the, you know, the chain I bought was not $85,000. It was way, way less than that. Got a good deal on it. So, yeah, don't get caught up in the BS, you know, like that's I say. Good. And, you know, just be a man about your business. And I feel like if you be a real man about your business, then you're going to be successful.
There it is. Chase, I can't thank you enough. We can't thank you enough, Coach, and enough for coming by, man. Keep being you, man, because you got a lot going your way. Tell Coach Johnson I said what's up. You know he's
right.
At Penn State.
Yeah.
Always remember, OH.
Ayo, baby.
There it is.
Y'all have a good one, y'all.
You too, big dog. And that'll do it for this week's episode of Total Access, the Locker Room. For more insight with a locker room point of view, check out the latest episodes every Wednesday and Friday on Apple and Spotify.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel.
Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.